In feverish times of great social unrest, rebellion and science, with revelation and revolution in the air. A time of great yearning for unknown wants in you. After a long night of smoking and drinking, you finally sleep. A fitful sleep disturbed by weird nightmares. You wake sweating to a series of exploding, popping, popping, pop, boom sounds. A purplish light filling your bedroom. You roll over, cover yourself in the blankets, and try to get back to sleep. The popping explosions continue. You shake with fright as the walls of your home shake with it. You hear children's screams from the neighboring house. You rescue your drugs. You fish the 3 grams of mushrooms from your chest of drawers and stuff them in your pants pocket. Then you head for the living room. Lifting the easy chair, you pull out a small shaving kit bag that contains your pipe and 1/8 ounce of weed. The weird storm seems to be getting more intense now. You go across the street to that gun collector's place to get high with him. Crazy old Ken Miggins. He has 24 guns altogether. If this is the end of the world, you might as well hang out among weapons. You bring your weed and a pack of skins over and knock on his door. Door opens and Ken is in the doorway, giving you a grim grin. "Nice weather we're having," Ken says. "Yeah, mind if I step in out of the Holocaust?" you ask. He motions you inside. Once inside, he asks you if you would like a beer, and you say you would, and ask if he would like a joint. He would. He comes back with a crazy-looking object, apparently a jerry-rigged gun made in someone's garage. "Have you ever seen a zip gun before?" he asks. "No, what's a zip gun?" "It's a crude weapon someone with a little know-how can make in their own garage. I used a steel pipe for the bulk of the gun's body. You can put one bullet in at a time and shoot it by dragging this part back and letting it go like you're playing pinball. I've been making these at work when the boss is not looking. I have 6 of them already, so you can have that one." The two of you smoke the joint and drink a couple beers while checking out his gun collection again. The two of you go downstairs to check out his ham radio. The ham radio is full of chatter. People say there's flying silver discs among the purple clouds, and that's where the purple exploding bolts are coming from. You listen in on transmissions from a survivalist who is offering shelter to all who come with weapons, food, and supplies. If you can't provide, then you don't arrive. The two of you decide to leave the city with camping supplies, lots of deer jerky, guns, and ammo. So, off you go. It's a good thing you made such an early start. There's houses on fire here and there. And not long after you leave the city, it is pelted with a black, oily rain. You are sure you saw some silver flashes amongst the clouds. But now you're at the silo. The sky is not bad here, just a strong breeze. A missile silo now in private hands.